Hi, and thank you for being here. Now, in this exercise, we are going to open up the communication channels with your deeper self, with your feeling self, with that part of you that actually communicates with the universe already. So, if it's appropriate to do so, just allow yourself to get comfortable. Take care your spine is straight, so the energy can move through your body easily, either sitting or lying down, closing your eyes if that feels right, or just softening your gaze. Take a nice, easy breath and let it out. You don't need to relax. You don't need to do anything special. You're just here, noticing what's already present. Now, if you do have a small object nearby, a stone, a key, a cup, a piece of fruit, you can hold it in one hand if that feels right. Or you can simply let your hand rest on your leg, on the chair, or on your stomach. Just do whatever feels right for you today. If you're holding something, just get a sense of this object in your hand. Its weight, its temperature, its texture. And if you're not holding anything, just feel your hand resting. The contact, the slight pressure, the temperature difference. This is your tactile anchor. It's not special. It's just something for you to feel right now. Now, we're going to take a gentle whistle-top journey through your body. You don't need to feel anything special. Just notice what's here, or nothing at all. Each is perfect. At each point, there will be just the briefest touch of attention. This is deliberate. So when you're ready, just bring your attention to your right foot, your left foot, your right ankle, your left ankle, your right calf, your left calf, your right knee, your left knee, your right thigh, your left thigh, your hips, your belly, your chest, your right hand, your left hand, your right forearm, your left forearm, your right upper arm, your left upper arm, your shoulders, neck, jaw, tongue, eyes, forehead, crown. And now back to the anchor, and just feel it for a moment. That's it. And again, bring your attention to your right foot, your left foot, your right ankle, your left ankle, your right calf, your left calf, your right knee, your left knee, your right thigh, your left thigh, your hips, your belly, your chest, your right hand, your left hand, your right forearm, your left forearm, your right upper arm, your left upper arm, your shoulders, neck, jaw, tongue, eyes, forehead, crown, and then back to your anchor, immersing in the feeling for a moment. And one last time, just bring your attention to your right foot, your left foot, your right ankle, your left ankle, your right calf, your left calf, your right knee, your left knee, your right thigh, your left thigh, your hips, your belly, your chest, your right hand, your left hand, your right forearm, your left forearm, your right upper arm, your left upper arm, your shoulders, neck, jaw, tongue, eyes, forehead, crown, and then back to your anchor. Just resting there for a moment. You might have noticed that some parts of your body have no clear sensation, and that's fine. You're not trying to feel something. You're just bringing your attention to a spot so you can notice what's already here. And each time you come back to this anchor, you may have noticed that the image of the object or your hand becomes fuzzy. That's a gentle shift from seeing to sensing. Now, we're going to explore opposites, not to change anything, just to notice the sensation that holds in your body and what it's capable of, both with this anchor and without. So firstly, bring your attention to the object in your hand, or your hand itself if you're not holding one. Get a sense of its temperature. Is it warm or cool or neutral? Just noticing. No need to imagine, no need to create, no need to think. Just sense and feel. Now, see if you can get a sense of the opposite. If you notice warmth, can you get a sense of cool? Not forcing, just asking. And let that go. And just come back to what you feel right now. Now, shift your attention to your chest. Get a sense of weight. Does it feel heavy or light? Just noticing, no labels, no need to change. Now, see if you can get a sense of the opposite. If it felt heavy, can you get a sense of lightness? Even a hint somewhere. Not making it happen, just looking, observing. And let that go. That's it. Now bring your attention back to your anchor. Get a sense of its surface. Is it smooth, textured, still? Just noticing. Now see if you can get a sense of the opposite. If it felt smooth, can you get a hint of texture? If it felt still, maybe a small vibration. Just be curious, just notice. Good. You're not creating anything. You're just noticing that your body has a range of possible sensations, and you can pay attention to any of them right here. Now, for the final opposite, just bring your attention to your breath. Is it shallow or deep, fast or slow? Just noticing, observing. And now, see if you can also sense the opposite quality, even faintly. No need to change your breathing, just curiosity. Let that go. Just rest. Now, if you are holding an object, you can put it down or just keep it, whatever feels right. And place your empty hand or the other hand on your belly, just resting it there. Don't try to feel anything special, just wait. Is there a sense of warmth, pressure, the movement of your breath? If you notice nothing, that's fine. Just stay with this absence. This lack of sensation is also something you can feel. Now, take your hand away from your belly, just for a moment. Notice this difference. The absence of touch. Then place your hand back again and notice this return. This is the feeling channel too, just noticing what happens. Now, if you had an object earlier, you can pick it up again, or simply feel your hand resting. Take a moment and notice the difference between holding the object and holding your own body. Does it feel familiar or different. No need to decide, just be curious. You can let the object go now, or keep it, whatever feels right. Now, let your hands rest wherever they're comfortable. You don't need to hold anything anymore. Just rest in whatever you feel right now, in your body, in the space around your body. You might notice the sounds inside and outside the room, nearby or distance. Just letting them come and go. You might notice thoughts, just clouds passing through the sky of your awareness. No need to chase them, just let them drift. You might notice sensations, a tingle, a warmth, a heaviness, a coolness. Just noticing. Nothing to do, nothing to fix. Just being here, exactly as you are. This is the feeling channel. It's always here. You're just taking a moment to notice it. Now gently bring your attention back to the room around you, the sounds, the space, the air on your skin. You don't have to remember anything. You don't have to feel different. You've just practiced something simple, noticing sensation without needing to picture it. Whether from an object, your own body, or the space between. And when you're ready, you can begin to wiggle your fingers and toes and gently stretching. And whenever you feel complete, you can open your eyes, bringing this sense of presence with you into the rest of your day. Now, as with many of these audios, repetition is the key. The more you practice it, the more you use it, the more natural the feeling channel becomes to you. And this practice is available to you to return to any time you like. And remember, you don't have to chase abundance. You just have to remind your body it's already here.